smooth adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by JJ's Incredible Cookie Company, the perfect treat for your dimension jumping child.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Simply search for Obscure Disney Podcast or go to obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, get out your pumpkin-shaped headphones and put on your pumpkin spice-scented sweaters. We gonna talk about some Halloween.
I hate to be that person that got all excited about pumpkin spice latte, but I am.
I've never
that
even seen you drink one.
No, I totally do all the time.
Do
actually,
you?
Yeah, it would be inside that metal mug, and I would go get it pretty much every morning.
Well, now I'm gonna have to watch you closely.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens now because right. It's still 95 degrees. So,
well, we figure if Disney's starting Halloween parties right now, which today is mid-August, basically,
right?
why not discuss? I don't know. I almost want to discuss America's obsession with jumping to the next holiday before it's time.
Kind of a thing. So basically what I'm hearing is not so scary is the October party, but Disney's very scary Halloween is August.
Yeah. Anytime school is not in session is the very scary.
For those of you that don't know, Disney's literally started their Halloween parties the last couple of weekends in August.
Right.
And then all of September and all of October.
And they call it Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously focused on families and children. And it's a separate ticketed event. So even if you buy a ticket into the park that day, you are not allowed into the Not So Scary Halloween Party unless you buy a separate ticket for the evening. And that starts around, what, 7 or 8?
Yeah, so I don't remember. It's been a couple of days since we've gone to the parks on a not-so-scary night. They close the park at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so even for pass holders, it doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
They start kicking you out of the park. And
right.
Without a wristband, they no longer let you go on any of the rides.
Right.
What if you just stay
mill around?
Yeah. Is this a possibility?
Would you want to? I mean,
people do.
I guess if you really wanted to see the fireworks in the parade, maybe you could not ride or buy anything for the last 8 hours of the day. I don't know how long.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Right? Just sit there. Sounds
and
terrible.
I bet you they do have people looking for wristbands, and if you don't have one visible, they start kicking you out.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously people out there know. So if you do know, let us know, because we're dying
to
know.
I mean, we have no desire to sit in the park and not do anything for hours, though. That sounds terrible.
And would you go to Not So Scary?
Oh, well, I know quite a few people that have gone, and everyone that I know that has gone, it just raves about it and said, oh, it's 100% worth it. Oh, you wouldn't believe how much fun it is. Oh. And I'm skeptical, honestly. The few things that they do during the party that a lot of people like, specifically, is the parade, which I'm not a huge fan of parades.
Okay.
They do a special fireworks show, which you're a fan of some good fireworks, right?
Are these good fireworks, though?
I don't know. And then they do candy stations where you go and pick up candy. But as I've said in the past, it's kind of lost its luster because I'm an adult and I can buy candy whenever I want.
Yeah, if you give me $89 to go buy candy, just the thought of it.
Oh, we'd be sick.
I like candy, but dang, y'all, that's a lot of candy.
But there are great things that happen at the parks for Halloween.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather focus on that to start with. So Disney obviously goes full Disney on decor. They have thousands of hand-carved pumpkins. They have the autumn foliage. They have just all sorts of fun decorations that go up in conjunction with Halloween.
Yeah.
And last year, was it last year, the first year that they did the Haul, Halloween at
Carsland? I believe so. Sure.
They do a full, sure, why not? They do a full change in there in Carsland, yeah. And everything is decorated with car things, but made to look like Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. The overlays are amazing decor-wise.
Yeah.
And then also at Disneyland, the Haunted Mansion gets a full makeover, which I don't know that happens anywhere. It might happen in Japan, if okay. I'm not mistaken. But I know it doesn't happen in Florida. They do a full Nightmare Before Christmas makeover on the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
Which, when I first heard they were doing it, I was like, what are they going to do? Stick a couple posters in there and call it a day?
Yeah.
It's not that at all. They change every aspect of that ride to be Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, it's a completely different ride, it feels like.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And my favorite part, honestly, is the ballroom, because every year they make an enormous gingerbread house that goes on the table in the ballroom. And it's not fake. Literally, the bakers at Disney make the gingerbread house every year. And it's automated. It moves.
Yeah.
And it smells so strongly of gingerbread in there. It makes you just want to climb out the car and take a bite. It is a fun overlay for a ride.
Right. Do you remember the year they did an Iron Maiden gingerbread house on there?
Oh, and it opened.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good one. And then I think last year they did Oogie Boogie in that room. Is that right?
They've done Oogie a couple times, who is my favorite character. I don't have many favorites, but Oogie is one of my favorites.
But what's funny about that overlay is it basically lasts for 4 or 5 months.
It lasts all through holiday.
Yeah, because it goes through all of September, October, and I guess, I don't know.
It'll go through November, December, and I think they take it down in January.
Shortly into
that. So like 6 months out of the year, it's a Christmas ride.
Wow.
I didn't even think about that.
It's until 4 out of, which is still, one third of the year kind of a thing.
That's a long time for it not to be the regular Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, and we went so often last year during that season that I was like, oh, it feels like we've seen this. Like, I don't remember the last time we went on this ride that it wasn't,
We were out there a lot during last October, yeah.
I don't remember why, but dang, it was nice.
We were out there a lot.
Oh, it's good times, y'all.
But it is definitely worth seeing if you have the opportunity to go see it.
Right.
And they don't do it in Florida because so many people come internationally to Florida.
Oh, that they'd be upset.
That they'd be upset that it wasn't
different and changed.
And it does take a minute to switch it over because it's not a small change. but they do, however, change your favorite ride.
They do.
And you don't like
no,
it.
No. They do. They destroy it.
They do Ghost Galaxy.
Yes.
On Space Mountain.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember how bad I hated it the first time we went on
there? You were so
grumpy. Oh, I hated it. I hated it. Well, because you go on Space Mountain, and there's, nice lights, and the music's perfect, and
it's a fun ride.
Yeah, it's really incredible, and you're just giggling the entire time. You don't even know what just happened. And then you go back, and it's scary, and this ghost is chasing you all over the place, and he's ripping on the side of the building, and I don't know what he's trying to do. It's less scary for me now. I mean, I shouldn't say scary, but, it was...
It's jarring. They do some really loud audio effects on you, and especially at Disneyland, the speakers are right next to your head, so you hear everything really clearly.
Yeah.
And so just that first lift, he shoots lightning down the tunnel.
So depressing.
And it's so loud, and then throughout the ride, they're projecting him, this ghost galaxy, chasing you around, basically, throughout the ride. And Steve was not having it.
No.
He did not think it was fun.
I know most people like it. And like we said, I love the Hyperspace Mountain overlay. That's super cool.
Right.
But, I just like a good fun ride, y'all. What's wrong with that?
Well, they want to do as much Halloween stuff so they can justify the not so scary.
Yeah, and it's a dark ride. It's a dark ride that's easy to switch over, and so it's a perfect fit. I guess I get that, and I guess I get it. I get it, and I get it. So, I hate it.
I get it. I get it. I hate it.
Officially. That is how it goes. No, but you could experience that. You don't have to go to Not So Scary to experience that. That's all day long. And remind me, last year with Guardians of the Galaxy, did they do, they did an After Dark show there?
They did
too,
an After
right?
Dark show. So when you ride the regular Guardians of the Galaxy Tower ride, Mission Breakout, in the daytime, the storyline is that you're going in to get the Guardians of the Galaxy out, is the idea.
Right.
And in order to do so, you kind of open every cage that's in the collector's tower to get the Guardians out, right?
Gotta so get them out.
Gotta get them out. Guys. They got things to do. So after dark, you go back in during Halloween. I don't know if they're doing it this year, but I assume they would.
They have to, right? They don't have to do anything, but I hope they do.
It was pretty popular.
Yeah.
People you go them. In afterwards, and it's as though early in the day you opened all the cages, and you go back at night, and Groot is still lost running around somewhere in there. Mm. And so now you have this tower that's full of things running around, and your job is to get baby Groot out, is the idea.
And but the music is really aggressive and stuff.
It's the all... music is very loud and aggressive. And
it feels like the ride goes on much longer too, right?
Does it?
I don't know. I do everything I can not to pay attention during
Steve
that
doesn't
ride.
Like that ride much either.
But I actually enjoyed it when it was dark and loud and all metal music in my face kind of a thing.
Oh, you like that better than the mysterious kind of stuff?
I mean, I always hate that ride, so it was great.
Oh, all right. We do not have a Tower of Terror fan, if you couldn't tell. But it is more aggressive. The visuals are a bit more aggressive and darker. I can't remember. I think that's the one that has like a fire dragon chasing you in it.
I think so.
Is that that one?
Right.
Anyway, it is a fun overlay for an already fun ride, and it keeps within the same spirit of what the original attraction is. It's a continuation, almost, of the story from earlier in the day. And they do a really good job without taking anything out, changing the entire atmosphere when you go back in. You go in and all the tech is misfiring and malfunctioning. You go into the loading area and there are searchlights going around trying to find things that are broken out. And that it changes the entire mood of the ride without changing anything, honestly, which I think is a great idea.
And one benefit for starting the Not So Scary so early in the season is when you get tickets earlier. So if you go on like a Saturday or a Sunday night early in the season, because they only do it on Sunday, Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday. So only 3 days a week, basically. But it's only $75 early in the season on a Sunday.
Okay.
Compared to $125 on Halloween night.
Oh.
That is a premium ticket, y'all.
Yeah, and you better come dressed up on that. You better be putting your A game out, honestly.
Right.
Because you know, a lot of times for Not So Scary, they encourage you to show up in costume.
Oh, that's nice.
They do have rules like no masks and no weapons and things like that.
What about plastic sword?
No, none of that.
No plastic sword.
Okay. I don't think so.
Probably a good idea.
I haven't gone, and I haven't tried to bring
probably
in a sword.
Probably a good idea not to take one. Can you dress up on Halloween as a Disney character on those nights?
You can. I think similar rules apply to regular people in costume, though. You can dress up as a character, but you can't go around pretending you are the character. Disney doesn't like that kind of stuff.
I can see that would
so
be the case.
So if you show up okay. So if Steve shows up dressed as Snow White, and forgets that he has
come
seven
on
dwarves.
You know I'm gonna be Wreck-It Ralph. Let's
okay, so Steve shows up as Wreck-It Ralph and starts walking around.
The most believable face character I can pull off.
He starts walking around signing autographs as Ralph and
I
things
would never
like
even
that
imagine. I couldn't even think of doing
they will
thing.
Kick you out of the park for doing stuff
rightfully
like that.
So
yeah, because
however,
they have no control over you. So if you start swearing or something and kids think that you are the character, it really hurts their brand and can damage a child, you know.
But legally, can I legally sign Ralph? Because, I mean...
Well, if you want to shed the secret now that Steve's middle name is Ralph. But still... They don't want the integrity of their characters compromised by just the general public.
Besides, I am not showing up in no costume in August at 95 degrees, especially in Florida.
Because
in Florida, dang.
Because I am not
hot down in here.
I was like, we'll dress up as Sully, but you're not going to walk around in a fur coat when it's 98 degrees out there.
Oh my gosh, I'll barely do it on Halloween night.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you and I, we don't do much for Halloween as it is. So I've said in the past, right, if we were going to do something for Halloween, it would probably be a not so scary, yeah, you know,
it would be fun to experience.
But my other only issue with this is that it's a very large event, very large, and they regularly sell out.
Always, if you're planning on going ever, get tickets now.
Yeah,
can you get them for 2019?
Right. Next year's already selling out. You're missing out. But literally, I feel like any footage, obviously we've never been, but any footage that I've seen of Not So Scary, it is still packed in the parks.
Well, and the reason we've never been, though, is we were going to get tickets while we were there one night, and we couldn't get tickets. They were already sold out before we had gone.
Yeah.
Before.
So literally, it... If the crowd size was limited a bit more, which meant that you had a little bit more opportunity to get on rides and enjoy things, but it almost feels like a regular operating day just at night with a bunch of kids hopped up on sugar.
Oh.
You know, and this just sounds like the worst. So do you think
ride lines are really still 45 minutes or longer?
You know, I don't think that they're that long, honestly. But I do think that it's busy enough that you're not going to... run straight to a most popular ride and walk on either. You know, I think you're going to probably have a 25 to 30 minute wait for most things. I would think. I think all the attractions are open for Not So Scary. So, you know, the idea is that there's fewer people in the park.
Right.
But I don't know that there's few enough people in the park
to justify
buying an entire another day's ticket for that specific evening.
For like 5 hours.
Right. And then, people enjoy getting the candy, but like I said, I can buy candy.
Right. I think it might be 6 hours because I think it's 7 to midnight, right?
Oh, that's a long time with It's a bunch of kids in costumes that are uncomfortable.
By doing so, Disney has definitely been able to correct the issue that they had that I used to really enjoy, that there was slow times in the year that you could go.
There are no longer slow times in
Disney. Not because if they're closing the park at 7 o'clock all on Sundays, you know, Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursday, Friday, whatever the days are, then that means it really makes it so that it's pretty busy during those time periods too,
right?
So that's
because that's the whole point. Before October, November, October, September was about the time that I like to go. It's cooler and kids are back in school. And so you would get days where everything was a walk-on.
Yeah.
Everything. Oh. Which was amazing.
Talk about magical moments.
And I took Steve for his first time during that time. And I had to let him know, this is not how it always is. I'm like, you see that giant field over there with a bunch of posts in it? That's normally the line, you know?
When we said this, if we had gone and it was that busy, I don't know if I would have ever been a Disney fan going forward. But it was just because it was such an incredible fun time that first time to have an empty park.
Yeah.
Because we've gone. We've gone when the fireworks show lets out at the end of the night and the crowds get to be so bad, you literally are pushed into like the side of the building and you're like holding onto the bricks of the building until the crowds die down because you
can't move. It's like a river trying to push you out of that park.
It's not even it's like a completely blocked up, dammed up river kind of a thing. It's unbelievable how busy it's been before. I enjoyed that too.
There you go.
I guess maybe I would have.
I do suffer a little bit from claustrophobia and crowd anxiety. Yeah. So when I go to the parks, I have to very, very specifically prepare myself for things. But there are some things that you cannot prepare yourself for when it comes to Disney crowds sometimes, especially when they have construction going on and stuff. It can be traumatizing almost
to how crowded it literally been in mosh pits that were not as crowded as Disney was,
and you weren't getting hit in the eye with Mickey ears during it either.
A balloon smacking me up. There aren't any
strollers taking out your Achilles tendons.
I tell you what, y'all.
But I feel like this is just becoming a normal thing for, I don't know about in other countries, but here in America we sure do like jumping to the next holiday.
Yeah,
I think we are in such dire need of a good time. We're just like, well, it's almost Halloween in 2 months.
Sure.
Let's celebrate Halloween now.
Well, and it's to all the company's benefits, not just Disney, but all of the retailers as well, that they just want to sell as many goods and get as much of your dollars as possible.
Sure.
And I really love the big pumpkin that they got out for, that they have out for Halloween.
The one that looks like Mickey's head.
Yeah, that thing is cool.
It's huge.
I was looking back through the pictures, and I'm like, I really do like it when it's Halloween season. So sure, let's leave those.
I love the decor. I have to say, the autumn colors and the hand-carved pumpkins, I think it's a Disney-style Halloween that can't be done by anybody else.
Right.
It's very impressive. And unlike other parks, aka Universal, they don't actually try to actively scare you, which I'm not a fan of. You jump out at me, you're liable to get punched. You know, like, I'm not a fan.
It is true. Yeah, that haunted houses they put in a Universal.
Oh, they look scary.
Truly.
And I'm not a haunted house kind of person.
No.
So as haunted as I get is the overlay of Nightmare Before Christmas at the Haunted Mansion. That's as scary as I want to get. That's why I enjoy the not so scary.
I can support that.
I'm a wuss. Right. What are you going to say? I'm a baby about it.
But who knows? There's a lot that can happen between now and October. Maybe we'll go down this year and redo this whole entire podcast. Be like,
wouldn't that be interesting?
Right?
We've been complaining about it for this whole 20 minutes. Maybe we'll go down and be like, never mind. It was super fun. You should totally go.
And it is cool. That's not the complaint. The complaint is August.
It's August. Yeah.
Those poor folks up there.
What
in their
kind
Halloween?
Of costume are you're going to have to be a lifeguard.
Right.
Like, you show up in your bathing suit. That's about the only thing that can justify wearing a costume.
I wonder what the rules are for...
No nudity. Nope. There's definitely no nudity.
Right, no nudity. But what's considered nudity? So,
like, you have to wear a shirt.
I see.
Even guys have to wear shirts. There's no tube.
Can I wear a shirt of, like, printed on nakedness? You know, of
like a muscle shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I'll totally wear that over some red shorts and be a. That's a good costume.
No, it's not. I would not let you walk in like that. Huh. I would put effort into costumes.
That is true.
Because. If you're going to actually show off your costume, have some fun with it and do some fun things. But
I like your Donald Duck out costume idea the best.
I would just do a hat that looks like Donald's eyes and bill, and maybe wear a blue shirt and some white shorts and find me some yellow socks.
Right.
And be like, look, it's a modernized Donald Duck.
Which you could wear to the park any day. It doesn't have to be.
Right, season, exactly.
So it's and my new Halloween
I think poster. Other people in other countries do that more often even. I think it's a normal thing. Like, I've seen videos of people in Japan that just kind of come with cat ears on and, you know, like a cat collar, and they're like one of the cats from Aristocats or
that
whatever.
That is fun.
Which is cute.
That is the way to do Disney, y'all.
That's a real Disney fan to be willing to walk around in costume all day, though.
Yeah.
Because... It ain't cold right yet. And Florida never gets cold. So.
Never.
But what do you guys think? Do you think it's too early for not so scary Halloween parties? Do you think it's just on time? Are you so excited that you don't care? And what would you dress up as? Let us know. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit. And we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.